CBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
The very second you feel a cold coming on, you reach for Listerine. A sniffle or sneeze should warn you, reach for Listerine. Cough drops and nose drops, aspirin and such are not antiseptic, just can't touch. Listerine's germ-killing action, so reach for Listerine.
40 degrees in Chicago, 1045. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with music on records from Miami, Florida, is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe. Hi, everyone, from Miami Beach in Florida for Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, where today our guest is Jackie Leonard, who I think is the funniest man in show business.
Well, you're not too
he
well
is
this
here
morning.
Starring with the great Joe up at the Eden Rock Hotel in Miami Beach, Florida, where, of course, his co-star is Nat King Cole, who was with us just the other day on the show. Jackie, seems a shame to waste any time at all playing records. What do you want to do? Do a monologue?
No, I don't want to do a monologue. I want to play the record that seems to be Secret Service. I made an album of nobody hears, you know. Only due to distribution because of the efforts of politics around my territory.
How did you ever get in this record writing?
Oh, we start the interview now. Jack? What'd you say?
How did you ever start thinking in terms of records? This has not been your forte.
When I was a kid, they thought in terms of records. I think it was 1 of 14 at Joliet.
You've got a long one behind you. Is that the idea?
No. I was on a Frankie Lane show last summer, and I was one of the guys that also did a rock and roll thing called Hound Dog, and it did so well that I was accepted by RCA Vic. It used to be Victor, but the record was so bad they had to cut out four words or something. Four letters. See, I'm not up yet. You understand, I'm an actor, and I think you might be.
Well, now, you say that you're an actor. Your bent, of course, is comedy. Had you ever done any legitimate theater? Do you use the word actor loosely when you say you're an actor?
I've seen a lot of loose actors. But the only thing I think I ever added anything to the semi-dramatic lines was when I did a show called Babes in Toyland for 2 years on NBC, if I may mention it. It's a small network around CBS.
Matty Sachs is listening to this program. Be careful.
I don't think he listens. He don't even listen to Crosby. Why should he listen to me? And I did a villain, which I enjoyed doing, because it was something other than what I've been doing all my life. It was tongue-in-cheek and all that stuff, you know.
Most of your life, you've been a hero. In this one particular instance, you were a villain.
I enjoyed it very much.
Jackie, this is a two-week engagement down here in
Florida. Wait a minute. This continuity is kind of... Where are you going? Are you just having from a villain to
Well, I've got lead because I promised the Eden Rock I'd give a sufficient amount of publicity.
That's fine.
You're getting up for this
morning. I'd like to hit him on those Eden Rocks. He's a nice fellow.
Now, last year it was here at the Fountain Blue that you worked.
No, I wasn't. I never appeared at the Fountain Blue. Last year I was sick. I went on a diet and I lost so much weight I disappeared and I couldn't find a job.
Most people still refer to you as...
Why do you say the Palm Blue? That's opposition to where I'm working. I like working here at the Sam. Now, I'm being here at the Saxony because it's a Chicago hotel, you know. It's a long walk to the Lake Michigan.
Well, I'm thinking of your old friend, Tony Martin, who was up there.
He's a nice friend. He's an old friend.
Pretty old.
No, he's not. Now, don't be that way.
He's a wonderful fellow. As a matter of fact, he's...
I met him in Chicago years ago in our hometown when he was a boy singer with Tom Garen's band, you know.
Played the saxophone.
Yes, he was very good.
Well, I apparently had confused your appearance at the Fountain Blue with Tony with the one up at Chez Prix. For a long while, you were with...
Chez Prix's in Chicago, and it's one in Montreal also, and I imagine you have several other towns going for you.
Boston goes for me pretty good, too.
I hope so.
And they're listening to you.
Well, it was good enough for Paul Revere. It was good enough for your radio show.
One if by land, two if by sea.
Yes, and three if you don't get the record, here I be.
But, Jackie,
You know, if I was Paul Revere, I don't think I'd ever warned you. I'll tell you that right now. I might have run the other way, you know.
Since the loss of weight, people still think of you as Fat Jackie Leonard. Do you have an aversion to being Fat Jackie Leonard? Why did you want to lose the weight?
Well, I didn't want to lose it. I told you, Howard, when we did our last interview, and I think it will be. I went on a diet because I had a bum leg, and now I went down. I lost a lot of... Wait a minute, you're coughing on my lines, Daddy. This is supposed to be a health resort. This is no ad for Miami Beach. I took a fall in Boston, by the way. I got clever there one time at the Bradford Hotel, and I made off like I was going to jump on the band, and I almost did. And I hurt my leg, and I spent several days in the Baker Memorial Hospital, and they almost had me in memory, too. That was a very fine hospital.
How much weight did you take off, Jackie?
130 pounds.
What were you before?
I weighed 340.
Well, now, you used to dance a lot at 340 pounds. This must have been a tremendous physical exertion at the end of every show. Did the doctor ever say anything about tap dancing with 340 pounds?
I never saw a doctor in those days. I never saw anybody until I had this bum leg. And
wasn't
then I saw all the doctors,
the band
22
and the
of them. You're talking on my lines? How are you cross-talking me, Howard? I don't know why you're so anxious to get me off. I just got here.
Because I never know when you're going to finish, and I don't
want
to
Well, let me do things in continuity. After all, you have had your own television show, you remember?
Yeah.
And, what was that last question, sir?
I don't know. You talked over it. Well, now,
I did dance. Yeah, 2 weeks after that Eden Rock, 2 weeks.
One week more at the Eden Rock, and then you started telling me you were going back to New York for another album?
No, I'm going to do another. I'm doing Four Sides.
Four Sides.
For RCA Vic, a very fine company. I think they'll be around for 3 or 4 more weeks, I hope.
Does the sale of the first album warrant it, or is this foolishness on the part of
there is a warrant out for the first album.
Might be one way to move a few.
Well, thank God the record will move that way, I guess.
Jack,
the only way
you...
it'll ever make anything is to warrant it. I'll keep talking that I say something.
Well, what I was going to say.
Why
do
are you
is...
talking so slowly, Howard?
Why am I even
you
talking?
You set up a murder and have another cold cup of coffee here, please.
I started this whole thing by saying, would you like to do a monologue? You said no, but you are.
Well, you're a great straight man. I'll say that for you.
You're bound to
do with the jacket.
Good. Would you like to play one of the records from the album?
I wouldn't like to play, but I have to. The distributor's here from Chicago.
All right, let's send back then to the control room at CBS in Chicago and listen to Jackie Leonard. Fat Jackie Leonard, if you will.
Thin Fat Jackie.
Thin Jack Fat Leonard.
Oh.
With Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Because they're idiots, that's why.
Friends and enemies of the record business, here's a very beautiful song that certainly would have been a smash. And they had let me do it first. But due to nasty politics and a strike in the paper mills, I have been held back in my try for unpopularity. And so now, with the able aid of an on-recording singing group, we bring to you that very popular Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Ably assisted again by the 4.5 fives, the half being for a very tall midget. Now, if we can get the band together, let's leave.
He's a fool, just a crazy mixed-up fool. He's a fool, just a crazy mixed-up fool.
Ooh-wah.
He's a fool, just a crazy mixed-up fool.
Ooh-wah.
He's a fool, just a crazy mixed-up fool.
Why do
He's a
fools
fool, just a crazy mixed-up fool.
Fall in love.
Why do fools fall in love?
Why do birdies sing so gay? And lovers wait for break of day. Why do they fall in love? Why does rain fall from above? Why? Oh, why do fools fall in love? I'll tell you why. Because they're idiots, that's why. Love is a losing game.
Fall in Love from the fine album done by Jackie Leonard. Jackie, I suppose maybe for just a second we ought to get serious. You're a Chicago boy, lifeguard out there in the Humboldt Park District on Lake Michigan shores. Then something happened in your life that turned you to show business. Was it the eventful day in your life that it happened? Was it an accident, or had you planned on it since childhood?
No, I hadn't planned on it at all. Matter of fact, I was going to be a physical instructor, you know. I had scholarships offered to me in a lot of colleges when I was a big swimmer around Chicago.
Then what happened?
Then the Charleston contest came and ruined my career, and I became very rich.
Well, you weren't in those Charleston contests in the days that Frankie Lane was doing the walkathons and the Charleston contests.
Yeah, Frankie was in dance marathons. He was a singer. He used to sing all the, around those coliseums and all that jazz. But I was a amateur Charleston dancer, and I started to win $100 a week. And my father insisted I was a thief.
So actually, you approach show business first as a dancer rather than a comic.
Yeah, well, it's pretty hard to get laughs dancing.
I don't know, the way I've seen you dance sometimes, that's pretty
funny. I resent that.
I know that you don't, Jackie, that's why I said it. Yeah. Well, now, in the choice of material that you use, is this all spontaneous in a room?
I should
like
say 80% of it is, yes.
How much of your stuff do you have to depend on other people writing, then, of that 20%, or do you write most of the 20% yourself?
I write most of it myself. About 5% is written for me. It's submitted to me, and I accept it with reluctancy.
Is there enough gag writers in the country to handle the comics that are now approaching television and the show world, or is it...
There are a lot of them, but there are not too many very, very good ones, because it's a very difficult thing to hack out good writing every week. It's impossible.
And they make their presence known to you. You don't have to look them up, do you?
Well, you look for them, because it's a writer's market, you know.
Uh-huh. And then what about the dancing? You're still not, still doing a considerable amount of it. Doesn't this leg bother you anymore,
Jack? Well, I'm doing it to strengthen my leg now. I'm doing more of the fantastic type of work. I'm doing ballet and air spins. Last night, I almost wound up in the ocean as a lighthouse.
Right in the midst of the Touchette.
Yeah.
Now, from Florida back to New York City.
Yes, I'm doing the Arthur Godfrey replacement March the 6th. I'm going out with a kid singer. I'm bringing him with me called Guy Mitchell.
Which show is that? The Wednesday
That's
night
the
show?
That's the Wednesday night show.
On television.
Yes, sir.
And then?
And I'm going to California to do a Playhouse 90. I'm doing a dramatic show. I'm going to do the life of a very famous gangster from Chicago called Jack Eigen.
Tell me a little bit about the motion picture. This is a serious role.
Not a motion picture. This is Playhouse 90.
Oh, this is Playhouse 90.
See, that's on television, Howard. You must remember that.
That's the other media. Is this going to be filmed ahead of time, or are you going
to
do it live?
No, I don't know. I don't know what they've decided to do, but they said it was a big hit. They will try to do it as a picture, like they have done with a lot of the dramatic shows.
Whose life is it that you're doing?
I can't tell you.
Really?
Because I have a lot of friends of these people, and they give me a lot of information, and the first thing you know, I may be floating up and down the ocean.
The names will be fictitious, in other words.
Yeah, Sam Fictitious, that's what I'm playing.
Probably it's the life story of one of your dear friends up in the Chicagoland area.
Well, I guess so. He's late now, though.
Of late. Yeah. Well, now, Jackie, we certainly want to wish you the best of luck. I know this is...
What, am I off the show already?
Practically. We have about a minute to go.
Well, how long does this thing run?
Just a quarter hour.
Oh, one of those small shows.
15 minutes from coast to coast on CBS Network.
Well, I hope so. Coast
now, from Playhouse 90, then, should we look for you to be in motion pictures? I suppose once you get out the west coast of California, there's going to be some motion pictures out
there. Well, it'll be pretty hard to see me because I'm not going to make any.
Be tough. Do it in 3D and gain a little bit more weight.
No, no more 3D. That went on with button shoes. Everything is Mike Todd now. You know, around trip around the world in 80 days. And the way Mike had been going prior to that, he had to make the trip around the world in 80 days. Mike is from my neighborhood also. He used to run the crap games in my schoolyard, you know. That's no kidding. He used to run the crap games at Worker Park School. His name was Tody Goldbogen. In those days, I was commonly known as Fat Lipitsky.
Is this true? Is this your real name?
Lipitsky? Yes, that's my real. Lipitsky. Lebitsky.
Why did you change it?
Well, I didn't want to look upon myself as a Russian piano player.
See, for 15 minutes, I didn't have the heart to do it to you, Jackie. You had to be
that's
the right.
I'll tell him your real name, too.
Well, I think maybe I should. And I think maybe also...
Your father was a judge, wasn't he?
Yes.
Well, he used bad judgment when you arrived. That's all I can say.
You know, I've gone through 15 minutes without saying a word about Wrigley's Firm and Chewing Gum. Do you want to read the commercial, or shall
I? Yes, I think you should, because those are the guys that take care of the lovely apartments you have in New York.
Very importantly,
where are you living this week?
The Saxony Hotel in Miami.
Very fine hotel there from Chicago. Very fine people. And I want to tell you as well that you walk around chewing gum all day here. Wrigley Chewing Gum is very fine.
Yeah, owned, as a matter of fact, by Chicago, you know.
Yes, I understand. He built the first drive-in bank, and the kind of money this guy's got, he had to drive it in.
George Saxon. Wrigley Firm and Chewing Gum, we sincerely hope that you'll pick it up. It's your friendly dispenser of all good products. We want you to have the wholesome, delicious goodness and refreshment of Wrigley's Firm. And remember, between meals, after meals, whenever you enjoy it, it's always good enjoyment because it's wholesome, light, and refreshing. This broadcast with Jackie Leonard, the star, has been brought to you from the Saxony Hotel from our Cabana area, here behind one of the great luxury hotels on the Miami Beach Walk of the great state of Florida. We'll be seeing you on Monday. Tab Hunter will be our star down here. He's flying down to make an appearance and to introduce a new record to the CBS network. So until we see you then, thank you, Jackie. Thanks to you all across the country, and we'll see you on Monday for Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. This is Howard Miller back to Chicago.
Happy chewing.
Be sure to join Howard on Monday at this same time when his guest will be Tab Hunter. This is the CBS Radio Network.
The WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.